This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to Richmond for the latest on the Redskins at 11. You're listening to Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Thomas Boswell of the Washington Post wrote a column. Are the Nats ready for October? Who cares? Enjoy the daily drama that they are right now. It reminds me a little bit of the Caps conversation.
Has to, right?
That we had months ago when many Caps fans were saying, Danny, that they were not paying close attention to, not living and dying with, not thoroughly enjoying the regular season because all that mattered to them was a playoffs that ultimately ended, as they always do, in round two with an exit to the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think that this is similar. The Nats are running away with the NL East, partially because they're very good and partially because the division's an abomination.
Yes.
Those two things will allow them to win going away. They could essentially not have Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, or Joe Ross for the rest of the regular season, and they will still win the division probably by close to double-digit games. But in most of the discussion about them right now that you hear, you don't really get conversations about some of the great moments that are happening. We've got things like the Max Scherzer home run, the five-hit game for Howie Kendrick. It seems like every day, every couple days, something incredible is happening with this team. And Boswell's point is, let's just appreciate and enjoy this. They have been arguably the best team in baseball over the last 5 years. They might be the second-best team in baseball right now. Let's appreciate that rather than just looking at everything through this magnifying glass of, yeah, but it's not the playoffs, and they haven't won in the playoffs yet, so who really cares?
Yeah, there's this yeah, but to it, and I understand it. I understand all the perspectives here. Consume it how you will. I understand that a team that's got the kind of expectations that the Capitals have had as multiple-time President's Trophy winners, as the Nationals have had and have now, or you're perennially, it's a disappointment to win 86 games. You know what I would have done in, I don't know, 2002? To have had a hometown baseball team, not a borrowed one where I drove up 95 and took my life in my own hands to go park at the Camden Yards and go watch a team that, you know, where the most of the crowd had disdain for me as a D.C. resident. What I would have done for my own baseball team in town where 86 wins was a disappointment. You know, I can't even tell you what I would have given up. It would have involved vital organs, digits, whatever, man. The fact that we're here is A, remarkable, B, excellent, and Boswell's got a point. At a certain time, you got to stop and smell the roses. Three of the best players in the National League, you know, in terms of wins above replacement, are on the Washington.
Not only
Nationals.
That, okay, so you got Rendon, who's been leading the NL in WAR much of the year. That essentially means you can make the case he's the most valuable player as far as wins to his team in the league. Bryce Harper's probably going to win the MVP award.
That's a great shot at it.
Max Scherzer's probably going to win the Cy Young Award. Think about that for a second. The Nats could very likely have the MVP and the Cy Young on their roster. I'd say it's more likely than not, as a matter of fact. Harper won the MVP 2 years ago. Murphy was the runner-up last year. So for three straight years, they will have had one of the top two guys in vote-getting and two awards. It'll be the second time in two seasons that they'll have a Cy Young award from Scherzer. The first graph from Boswell here, anyone who doesn't love watching regular season Nationals games this year, whether they score 23 runs on five homers in one inning, 1-0, near no-hitter by Gio Gonzalez on Monday night, doesn't get it. 6 months of steady pleasure, punctuated by games of total shock, is just as valuable as 6 days of jubilation or dejection in October. And he's 100% right. I always view sports, and I try to make this case, as entertainment hours. I talk about this all the time, so forgive me if you heard this during our Caps discussions. But people say how overpaid athletes are all the time. Athletes are not overpaid. And I say that for this reason. Athletes are paid based on what the entertainment hour is worth. Will Smith makes $20 million for a two-hour movie. Tom Cruise makes 20-some million bucks to entertain you for 2 hours. Now, that movie's going to be on TV in the future, and maybe you'll get 6-7 more watches. Yeah. And so maybe you could say it's 12 to 14 hours, whatever.
But
it
also
is.
Takes months to shoot. But I see your point.
Right, but you're paying for an entertainment hour as a consumer, okay? Baseball players give me 2.5 hours every single night for 6 consecutive months. Do the math. So you're paying a guy, yeah, you might be paying him 20-some million bucks. But again, in a world where a movie star or some of these guys on TV that film these shows make $1 million for an episode.
Right.
For an hour, for a half hour. Athletes, by that standard, aren't overpaid. Now, do we misevaluate who should be making the money and who shouldn't? Yeah, probably. Culturally, societally, do we overrate celebrity? Yeah, we do. But don't tell me in a world where an actor gets paid that an athlete is immensely overpaid. So I'm with Boswell here. I view this as an entertainment hour that the Nats are giving me 6 months of night in, night out enjoyment. And it's not always positive, but it's drama. It's something to entertain. Joe's in Alexandria. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's
Love
up,
the
man?
Show.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. I'm totally with you that we get 162 games each and every year, and we field one of the best teams in MLB. And being a lifelong D.C. sports fan, you know, ever since 1992, watching the last time the Redskins won a Super Bowl, you know, on my little rabbit ear antenna TV, we've had decades of disappointment. And to be able to enjoy a beautiful game like baseball each and every day with a great team full of good guys and with lots of great character, and they're doing historic, memorable things, giving you stuff that you're going to be talking about, you know, with your kids and your family and other fans for the rest of your life. You know, we're very, very lucky. We could be in a different market with an abysmal organization. We certainly know what comparisons we can make to other sports franchises.
It's a great call.
Thanks, bud.
There is nothing worse than being a diehard fan of a terrible baseball team because of the length of the season. I grew up a diehard Orioles fan at a time when they couldn't win.
Between they were wretched, yeah.
97 and 2012. Every year it was a matter of, are they going to win 66? Are they going to win 73? I mean, when you're a fan of a bad baseball team and they're playing 183 business days, 162 games over a half year, it never ends. And most nights you know you don't have a chance. The opposite of that is when your team is good. It's just this lovely wave that keeps hitting the shore of positivity generally. Sam, Fairfax, what's up?
Hey, Grant, how's it going? You just read a quote from somebody saying that it's been a 100% pleasure to watch the Nats in this season. I'd have to disagree. I do get pleasure out of watching the Nats. They're doing really well. But all the blown saves, the bullpen issues, big leads given up, I don't know, man. I think it should come down to how we do in the playoffs. Everyone knows we're going to be a good regular season team. That's pretty much all I got to say.
Thanks.
I
think it can be both, though.
And that's where I wanted to go before we jumped. I know Craig Hoffman's coming up in about 5 minutes. I think it's both things because I do. I enjoy the drama. I get the frustration, by the way, that I experience when they get shoved on by Vance Worley, which should never happen. A guy that couldn't make your roster and is probably a minor league, fill-in at this point, shoved it on the other night. That's irritating and frustrating and exasperating. Watching them get shut out 4 times since the start of July, the most in baseball, irritates the hell out of me. Not knowing whether Steven Strasburg is going to make his next start irritates the hell out of me. The bullpen woes irritate me.
Of course.
But all of these things, that's also a gift. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, my point is fans in other towns, they've got all those problems, and the team is not any good.
Exactly.
Let's stick with this. Tom, hit up Craig Hoffman. Get him to come on at 11:18. Let's do that. We'll push him. We'll stick with the Nats because people want to call in. 800-636-1067 is the number. Are you able to properly enjoy this season of Nationals baseball? Or because of their failures in the playoffs in the past, do you find yourself skeptical? And we'll see if Craig can come on in a segment. If not, we'll multitask in a few minutes. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.